Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One. Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, live from Naples with the best, Kyle Dunnigan, coming up. And good news, we're playing Blah Blah Blog, so we get to hear from all the blowhardy celebrities. First, let me tell you about KFC. Well, you can feed your whole family and your whole crew with KFC. KFC's buckets of chicken. Oh, I love this stuff. Piping hot, crispy, delicious, filling. It's a home-cooked meal you didn't have to cook. Earliest memories of KFC was heading out to my Uncle Vince's house with my cousin Greg, and out in Santa Monica, and we get a bucket of KFC, and it's all I looked forward to. KFC sides, I got the mac and cheese, I got the fries, I got the mashed potatoes and gravy, biscuits, coleslaw. Yeah, get the sides. I get the coleslaw and the mashed potatoes with the gravy. I love this stuff. Anyway, I can smell it already. I even would keep the bucket back in the day. That's probably more part of my horrible childhood than an endorsement of the bucket. But we love this stuff. You can smell it. Close your eyes. You can smell that KFC right now.
For just $25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from ACS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat cool stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut.
You heard Dick. A new year of Adam's Monthly Nut hath begun. We kick off 2021 with a bang, with products like a bottle of Promescent Delay Spray to keep you going all year long, a collapsible water bowl to cure feminine canine hydration syndrome anywhere it strikes, a Secret Santa gift, because let's be honest, we got Corolla gifts galore at the warehouse, and a digital download of the first three glorious years of the ACE Awards. The year of the devil is behind us. Get ready for an all-new year of Adam's Monthly Nut. Live from Off the Hook Comedy Club in Naples, Florida, this is the Adam Carolla Show. Adam's guest today, Kyle Dunnigan. With Gina Grad on news, Bald Brian on sound effects, and a round of Blah Blah Blog. And now, wishing a happy MLK Day to his black listener, Adam Carolla!
Yeah, get it on, man. Got to get it on. No choice but get on, man. Get on. Thank you guys for tuning in and hanging out, coming out here, Naples. In order to get to Naples from L.A., you have to get up at 4 a.m. And you have to get the LAX by 5, and then you have a 6 o'clock flight from LAX to Dallas-Fort Worth. And then there's a flight from Dallas-Fort Worth to wherever we are right now, or about a half hour away. And that's how you get to Naples to do a comedy show. So I went to bed at 11, which is early, but it's not early if you have to get up at 3:55. By the way, when's the last time you got up at 4 a.m.? Like, your body, I didn't even know where I was. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I was like, why is there noise coming out of my phone at 4 a.m.? So got up at 4, drove my manual shift automobile down to LAX with my cup of coffee between my legs, pulled into LAX, and so a couple things. Here's just a bizarre, insane thought. It had nothing to do with anything, but I was a little delirious when I was walking through the airport. I was thinking about Chinese food, and I was thinking about sweet and sour pork, and I love sweet and sour pork, but who are we kidding with the sour part? It's really just a candied pig for fat people that don't really like duck, right? Like, we just say sour, so it makes us feel better for eating glazed over, gelatinous, sugar-coated pork, right? We go sweet and sour, but it should just really be called candied pork, which is essentially what it is. When we were in Dallas-Fort Worth, we had a layover for an hour and a half, and we got to know the bartender at a bar. I guess that's where bartenders hang out these days. And she's into classic rock, so much so that she named her son Jovi after Bon Jovi. Now, should we say anything, or should we just nod politely and say, that's an awesome idea? I wish I'd named my son Cinderella, or some other fucking hair band from the 80s. Warrant. Should have named my son Warrant. She named her son Jovi, and we all just nodded. But I also just thought, that's why you're fucking working at an airport bar, bitch. Of course. Of course you thought that was a good idea. That's why you're at the Dallas-Fort Worth airport at 11:45 making me a dirty martini. Sorry, I don't want to be elitist, but I am better than most people. Hey, if me being better than almost everyone is elitist, then so be it. Oh, I just knocked my water. Oh, God curse me. Yeah. I was... Now, you guys thought that they weren't going to let dogs onto airplanes anymore because they made a rule that said no more dogs on airplanes, right? Au contraire. I was walking, Max Pata has it. I took a picture of a dog at 4:30 in the morning walking through LAX. And, well, maybe there's no more dogs on airports. I don't know. Can we do? This was a fucking Kodiak bear that this guy was going through. The dog is resting now because the guy rode it into the airport. Like the guy literally, I saw him going down Sepulveda. When I was driving in, he was literally riding. Do you have a picture of this dog going onto the flight? Look at this fucking beast. This is a yak, everybody. This is not a dog. So I saw this huge Malamute or Husky or what is that thing? I don't know. Kodiak. I don't know what that thing is, but... I know you guys are eating, but I want to tell a story about having sex with animals. So, because it reminded me, Dr. Drew reminded me, and I think this is the difference between men and women. He reminded me the other day that when I was doing Loveline with Dr. Drew many years ago, there was a call about a guy. The fella called in. He had a dog. And I think it was Akita or Malamute or whatever that beast was. But the dog's name was Brutus. And he had announced that the dog was having sex with him. And all the women on Loveline, producer Ann and the phone screens, they were all horrified. And I was like, wait a minute, we take calls all night about women that were molested by their stepdad at age 9, and you don't give two shits about it, but we get one Malamute fucking his owner, and you guys are all bent out of shape? And they're like, yeah, that's disgusting. And I said, well, hold on a second. He's not having sex with the dog. The dog is having sex with him. And I make a distinction between those two acts. I know women don't, but I think guys do because we have a more practical mind. And I just posed this question to our producer who was ready to throw up and wanted to kill this guy. I was like, hey, if you were a dog, what would you rather do? Pull some fat lesbian on a sled... from Nome to Anchorage, you know, the fucking 2,000 miles worth of Iditarod. Would you rather pull that bitch snapping the whip on your ass and or bang the bejesus out of your owner? So we can't judge, is what I'm saying. The other thing I figured out when I was going through LAX is the bins. So I don't know what's going on with the bins at the airport. There's either no bins or no dog bowls or all bins and mechanized. And I got in the line with the mechanized bin, pulled the bin out, threw my shit in the bin, then started to walk through. By the way, you know, I'm the new face of Al-Qaeda. I almost walked through with the neck pillow on until the guy, like, stopped me. Like, take the donut off your neck, throw it into the bin. Throw it in the bin. But do you have pictures of those bins? And it's hard to see. It's a little light in here for this. But they were the most disgusting. It's fucking. This thing's got. Look, I'm sure it's dried semen. I know you guys are eating. They are black and marred and filled with seagull shit and old gum and, like, tar. And first things first, these bins are well within the airport. Like, you have to walk all the way through the fucking airport. How do they get so shitty and disgusting? What are people flying with? Like, I know you felt there was a joke coming up there. So did I. I was like, what happened? I was all ready for a joke to come flying out. Nothing. I'm going to fucking yell at my dentist next time I see him. Like, what's up with my mouth? We had a whole joke planned, and it's just nothing. What else did I take a picture of, Maxipad? The horrible bins.
Well, you have one with an X. I think we have a socially distanced bin.
Oh, yeah, there's one. But it's worn off. Like, somebody's got to take these things down to the coin-op car wash, like, every 9 years, right? Like, who the fuck? This is why I could never work anywhere. Because if I worked at the airport and I saw these disgusting petri dishes coming through with everyone's luggage in. By the way, you're yelling at everyone, put your mask on, wash your hands, put your mask on. Then you got a fucking tub filled with hepatitis. Everyone's backpack is going to the hepatitis tub. I'd be like, can someone get some fucking Simple Green and a toothbrush? Don't we confiscate enough water that we could clean this shit out? Go to the confiscated water bucket. Go to the hopper. And fucking take this out to the parking lot and get a hose. Can you imagine if this is at a restaurant? The other person I feel sorry for at the security line, the person, look, I want to say this. If this person doesn't have COVID, then COVID doesn't exist. It's the person who is at the end of the security line, the one who has to look at your ID, because she wants to look at your ticket and your ID, right? So all this person does, times 7,000 people a day, is everyone walks up to this person wearing a mask, and then the person goes, take your mask off. That's your job? You stand 2 feet away from 7,000 strangers traveling from God knows where, and you just stand in front and go, yeah, lose the mask. If this person was a prostitute, they'd be like, take the condom off before you fuck me. Did you come? Yeah, okay, put the condom back on. Go ahead. Oh, take your belt off. Take the belt off. Take the belt off, put the condom on. How come this person doesn't have COVID? Every single human being, they see 7,000 human beings and all they do is drop that mask, drop it. Then everyone just drops it, coughs once, they check for a hernia, and they let you right by. All right, shall we bring in Brian and Gina and Kyle, right?
Yep.
Get it on. Get it on. Brian, hey. Gina, hey, sorry, I'm trying to figure out, and Donald Trump.
Kyle.
Hey, Donald, I think this is Trump country out here. No one's wearing masks.
People. What's up, my people?
These are your people, right?
Good to see you. So bored.
You haven't
stuck
been
in my house. I can't tweet.
You're stuck here.
Hey, Adam, can I use your platform to send out some tweets?
Yeah, you can.
Look, I've been dying to tweet. I wrote a couple down here.
Okay. All right.
Nancy Pelosi, how could something that old still get its period? Send. Send it, Adam.
All right, hold on. I don't have my phone, but yeah, keep going.
This could be a further violation of the terms of service, Mr. President.
It's fine, Brian. Cool it. Okay, here's another one. Okay, here we go. AOC is the only one from the squad I would bang. Hashtag 3 2s and a 9. Sing. Send it, Adam. Do it.
That was good.
Yeah, that's good.
Hashtag going to catch on. That's good.
Okay. I have more.
All right, go ahead. Keep going.
Is Bill Gates getting better looking as he gets older, or is it just me? He looked terrific. That was a nice one.
Yeah.
It was. Gotta change it up.
Well, he might be the right guy to buddy up to right now. So that's smart. That's savvy.
Yeah, you're going to go back into the private sector. You want to make sure.
Kiss some ass.
Yeah, you got to kiss some ass.
Aliens are real. Send.
Wow.
Chuck Schumer's asshole is right behind his ball sack. He has zero taint. Hashtag take no taint. Take no taint, Adam. Send it.
Send that.
Yes, so if no you're taintless, taint. That's an insult. I didn't realize that. That's a good term. Okay.
That's got no taint.
No taint.
Yeah. Initially, when he said his asshole's right behind his ball sack, I thought...
I was like, duh.
Yeah, show of hands,
we all think
fellas.
There's nothing there, but there's a very important patch.
Right. Yeah, I didn't know. Yeah, I wasn't thinking about the taint. Yeah.
Schumer does not have this.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
Is there some taint rule? Like... No, but they know they do that thing where they go, well, the size of your foot and the size of your dick or the size of your arm or the size of your whatever. Like you take you take your forefinger.
Right.
And you go down to the second knuckle and then you take your mom's maiden name and the number of number of consonants in your mom's maiden name and you add that on to your forefinger and that's the average
the street you grew
size.
Up on.
Yeah, the street you grew up on.
Yeah, I've done some measurements.
Hey, Mr. President.
Half the taint is the size of your penis.
Well, I want to... You guys, the audience here in Naples probably doesn't know this, but since we're into the knee-deep into taint talk, Mr. President, I don't think you know my... you know my way of measuring the penis accurately?
Ooh.
No, I'm dying to hear this.
Okay.
Adam, this could be his last official act on the way out, is to make this policy. National policy,
because a lot of guys cheat. You know, they take the ruler and they go full Harry Carey with it. You know, they jam it in and they pick themselves up an inch and a quarter and the other guys pull it. And, you know, some guys go for the bottom, some guys go for the top. It's totally inaccurate. So there's a lot of guys claiming they got 8.5 that got 5.5, you know. So I devised a method that was foolproof and accurate, which is... You do it with a piece of yarn, number one. You can't just wedge the yardstick in your groin. You have to use a piece of yarn.
Yardstick,
Mark.
Well, that's all my stepmom had around the house.
Humble brag.
Sorry, Lynn. Use yarn, and then you lay that out onto the yardstick, okay? Or the ruler. Sorry, Brian. So... It is
impressed.
With the yarn. So it's center of the anus.
What?
Once around the balls, and then just past the tip. Just past. And then you lay that out. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Yeah, makes sense, right?
Yeah, the beginning you lost me, but you came around at the end.
Your experience, is this something you can do on your own, or does this? Do you need a little helper?
Well, you know, I hate to say it was a two-manner, But it is nice to have an extra set of hands. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
You could clutch the yarn in your asshole and cut down on the manpower.
Right.
I never thought about that. Yeah.
Somebody solutions man.
Somebody's got to hold my Yoo-hoo. That's all. That's the only reason I need the second set of hands there.
Right.
All right. Any more tweets, Trump?
I don't know. Biden, I'll tell you this. Biden will have the lowest inauguration crowd in the history of the world. Send it.
Yeah.
That's true. He's right about that.
He is. I mean, but you got to count the 50,000 National Guardsmen, right? I mean,
wait a minute. Gosh,
second lowest.
The actual crowd is only going to be 1,800, but when you get the 15,000 snipers and the 26,000 guardsmen and the guys flying the Apache helicopters over the top, the gunships, once you add in all the servicemen, yeah.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah, you got to count them.
Mr. President, I read that you were headed straight to Florida the morning of the inauguration.
Right.
You're going to be kicking it there for a while?
That's right. I'm going to hang out with my people down there.
Your Naples people?
Yeah, my Naples people.
Yeah, I love Naples
Where's
people.
The cheers? Where are my cheers? Okay, there you go. Okay.
Still got it.
Still got it, baby. I pardon myself, Adam, for hitting that kid in college.
What? You hit a kid in college?
Yeah, I mean, in case they find the body.
I see. Okay.
Right now, just in case.
Yeah, you pardon yourself on the way out the door. But now, look, you got extra time with Melania now. You guys can hang around and chat.
Yikes. I'm trying to hide in this pink room. I'm hiding in this gay room by myself.
Yeah. Mr. Trump, where exactly are you? You do look in a very dignified space. The pink room.
I'm in a chick's room. I don't know who... Okay. Design, probably Jackie O.
A lot of rooms in there.
I heard that the Bidens were coming in and doing a full remod of all the bathrooms. It's a true story. Like, there was going to be like $200,000 worth of bathroom remods in there. I don't know what kind of damage you did, but...
They're taking out my gold toilets.
They have no class, the Bidens, you know?
They have no class.
Yeah.
Adam, to be fair, those railings you put next to the toilet for the elderly are very expensive.
Oh, the railings. Grab bars.
Yeah. And the door, so you can step right in, because we don't want Uncle Joe to twist his ankle getting out of the shower again.
No, step in the shower bath.
Yeah.
If you got a grab bar by your toilet... And you're dating a much younger chick, and she wants to use the bathroom, how fast you got to get in there and hang a towel over that grab bar, right? Just thought about it. It's not an aphrodisiac. A grab bar by the commode is not an aphrodisiac for the ladies.
That is right up there with the Ralph's, the grocery store keychain.
Yes. Although I do... You know, I have this theory, because I'm doing it now, too. It involves getting up and getting off the toilet, all kinds of stuff. I notice myself getting up and making noises when I get up, like, oh, hup, there we go. And like as I sit down, I'm like, hup, and I thought, all guys do that when they get older. They start making noises, like, hup, all right. I think it's for two reasons, I now know. One reason is to shame the person that wants something. Mm-hmm. Like when your kid comes in and goes, Dad, could you move your car? We want to play basketball. And you go, fuck all. You know, it seems like a bigger ask if you're making noise trying to get out of your chair. But the other thing is I've realized is as you get older, you're not quite sure when you're going to fart next. And there's a very good chance it's going to be getting up. And you need to cover yourself. Oops! All righty.
Could fart your urine out.
Yeah. That's right.
Dad, cover right. I'm measuring my dick.
Be careful.
You shit out a God's eye like you made at camp. There's a Jewish camp reference for you, Gina Grad.
I get it. Trust me.
All right,
a friendship bracelet.
Should we do a little blah, blah, blog? Do we know?
Let's do it.
You know how to do this? You guys aware? Well, we should. Should we? Well, it's in the intro, right?
It's time for Blah Blah Blog, the game where we match the celebrity with their retarded online rant. Let's play.
By the way, what do we order here? Because Mike is excited. Because Mike's like, this isn't a comedy club. It's a restaurant that has comedy. And we're going to eat. So is it the surf and turf? Surf and turf, that's the way to go? No?
Do the nachos have an MP next to them?
What's that mean?
What? The market price.
Market price. Well, you got the fish or something.
I thought you said NP. I didn't know.
Everyone thinks NP.
Sorry. Mike keeps giving me this speech about seafood. My feeling is I don't need that speech about places that are like essentially in the ocean. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Every time we go somewhere that's right next to the ocean, Mike gives me this. The fucking seafood is awesome over there. I know, because they can walk to the beach and go catch it with their hands. I get it. Better than Pahrump, Nevada. Like, I get it. He keeps telling me about the seafood. I'm thinking about the shrimp. Everything has shrimp in it. Is that good, or we go surf and turf? Surf and turf. All right, Donald, are you vegan or are you eating meat?
What?
These
days? No.
Fake news.
4 months. I fry everything.
Yeah, Donald likes his meat like cooked, like well done.
Oh, he's a well done guy.
That's what I've read.
Like a man.
Yeah.
Like a bro.
The real connoisseurs do well done with ketchup. Those are the.
Right.
The most mature people do it that way.
That's right. The men.
All right. Sorry. Go ahead, Dawson.
All right. This round of Blah Blah Blog are all reactions to the recent events at the U.S. Capitol.
This is going to be good.
If you're not okay, it's totally okay. I see you. Keep moving through it. Let it flow. Oh. Don't fight it. Ask for help if you need it. Be kind to yourself. I believe in you.
That real Donald
Trump bag.
Is it Alyssa Milano?
Oh, boy.
Russell Brand.
Oh.
Or Lady Gaga.
Oh.
Wow.
This is going to be tough.
Three-headed monster.
Lady Gaga is going to be playing the inauguration. Like, at least there's going to be some star power this year, right? Because for Trump's, it was like, well, we got Scott Baio and Toby Keith. That's it. That's the only two people agreed to show up.
Toby Keith rocks. greatest actor in the country right now.
No, listen, I want to talk about me. Like, I like Toby Keith, but I'm just saying, you're going to get J-Lo this year. They got Lady Gaga. Like, it's going to be.
Sucks.
Well, I'm saying it's going to be A-list. It's not Kurt Cameron and Scott Baio.
Kurt Cameron is an A-list actor. Excuse you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Only three short decades ago.
Yes, I know. All right.
Goodbye to Flash. Okay.
No,
I know
I'm
who
sorry.
This is. Lady Gaga did this one.
Yeah, Antonio Zapato Jr. or whatever who that guy was.
Terrific.
Kevin Sorbo.
Yeah, Sorbo. Kevin Sorbo. Like, I'm just saying, you're going to get a higher grade of Hollywood.
The gravitas of Kevin Sorbo.
I'm saying you're going to get an A-list acting group this year. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
They're back.
All right, so you got Lady Gaga. I can't figure out if Lady Gaga is hot or not. Is she hot or not?
She's in the Miley Cyrus category where she's got a sexiness about her, but I don't know if she's traditionally hot.
It's all about the lighting, Adam.
It's about the lighting. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to be there in the morning, if you know what I'm saying.
I concur, and I get it.
Right.
I have 14 tan light bulbs on me right now.
Well, I think I would take Alyssa Milano over Lady Gaga But you, here's the good news. You do not have to wake up in the morning with Alyssa Milano, because when you're done banging her, she has to get up and go weep in her child's room for their future. So she has to lay...
Right.
Can you imagine how freaked out her kid is? Her mom shows up and weeps openly for the child's future every 10 minutes. All right. Man, is this... Now, Lady Gaga's playing the inauguration show. Is this? Is she chiming in?
She's opinionated.
She is. Russell,
she has thoughts.
Russell,
but they all do.
I'm going to go Russell Brand because he's good vibes.
I'm 60-40 between Alyssa and Gaga, but I'm going to back up my president and say that it's Lady Gaga.
There you go, Brian. Good choice.
Yeah. I was thinking Russell Brand, but Kaylin, get this drop. I believe in President Trump and agree with this 100%.
Beautiful. So, going late. So three Lady Gagas.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Russell Brand. Here we go.
The blog belongs to Alyssa Milano.
Gosh! No!
How could you, President Trump?
Oh, my God.
When your house is on fire, you don't wait another 10, 20, or 30 years before calling the fire department.
Hold
when
on,
your house is on,
someone give me a pen.
When your house is on fire, you don't wait another 10, 20, or 30 years before you stop actively pouring petroleum on the flames. You act now in every way possible. Is it Mark Ruffalo? Jane Fonda or Greta Thunberg?
I gotta
Greta
guess.
Greta Thunberg.
I gotta guess.
Yeah. And I think Brian and I have the same guess.
We all got it.
Reason.
We all got it. Everyone's got it. Trump, do you got it?
I mean, the Thunberg chick was big into global warming, so I'm gonna go with Thunberg.
So here's why we all got it. Because she used the word petroleum instead of gasoline.
Petrol.
So that's why we're all going with Greta Thunberg, right?
Yep. That's
everybody
correct.
Gets a point.
Yeah.
The blog belongs to Greta Thunberg.
And,
finally.
Fuck Jane Fonda. You know the saddest... here's the saddest thing about Jane Fonda is where she fucking loves herself, and every time she does an interview, everyone just fawns over her like she's some kind of national treasure. Fuck her. And her she's so fucking obnoxious. Jesus, goddamn Christ. And everyone has to kiss her ass. Everyone kisses her
really
ass like she's done something in her fucking life. Yes. What?
Sorry, I was just thinking, wasn't it Megyn Kelly that she got really pissed at when she dared suggest that Jane Fonda has ever had work done?
Yeah,
and Jane's like, I think it's my good posture and my good attitude. We're like, okay, Jane, okay.
Got great cans in that Barbarella movie, though, Adam.
Yeah, she looked good in Barbarella.
Yeah, you gotta give it up.
Look pretty good, Adam.
That's basically her legacy is running around with a fake laser gun in a unitard. But yeah, Barbarella was good. It was good. I mean, look, this is, you have to understand, pre-porn, you know what I mean? Like, we took what we could get, you know what I mean? We're essentially like somebody, it'd be like, when I was growing up, we didn't have U-porn and all this porn all over the place, so we had to fucking take what we could get, you know what I mean? Like, I'd sometimes just go into an open field and look up at the sky and go, that cloud kind of looks like a tit. I think I could rub one out. We didn't have all this shit, so Barbarella was a big deal. I haven't told this story in a long time, but it'll let everyone know how desperate we were for porn when we were young. I had a friend. He had a big screen TV. He had like the, with the weird tri-light thing in it, and that sort of half thing, and his dad was a hand surgeon, and his name was Tom. The richest friend, I had a fucked up childhood. The richest guy we knew was a black guy named Tom, and then my other friend named Zeb was red-haired and dirt poor. So it was all kind of, we kind of flipped the script, but they had this big thing, which is there was going to be this Russ Meyers movie like Valley Beneath the Ultra Vixens or some Russ Meyer's Big Titty movie or something. And Tom and my other friend Zeb were like, Friday night, 8 o'clock, Valley Beneath the Ultra Vixens with Russ Meyer and Kit Natividad in it. And I was like, oh God. And I like marked it on the calendar because we're going to go watch Russ Meyer's Big Titty movies on Tom's big screen TV. And I was so pumped up about it. And I was, so they said, like, come to Tom's house at like 8 o'clock on Fridays. Parents are going to be out of town. We can go watch this titty movie on whatever cable they had, ZTV or something. And we'd planned this out for 2 weeks. And I showed up at Tom's house. And they're like, oh, before we watch the big titty movie, let's just step into the backyard. And we opened the slider door to the backyard. And there was 200 people in his backyard. And they all said, surprise, happy birthday. They had thrown a surprise 18th birthday for me and had the entire school in the backyard. And I was like, oh, my God, this is awesome. This is awesome. And then I was like, Tom, we're going to watch that titty movie, though, right? He's like, no, that was just a lie to get you to the house. I was like, there's no Russ Meyer playing at all tonight? He's like, no. I was like, fuck, I've been planning this all week. I was devastated that it was just my 18th birthday surprise party. That's how married to titty movies we were back then. All right, sorry. What were you talking about? What's the next one?
I was 13, I was buying hookers, but your childhood sounded cool.
We're all knotted up at one.
Okay.
YouTube suspends Trump, but only for 1 week. With YouTube's three strikes rule, Trump gets to incite violence two more times before it bans him. Are you kidding? Retweet to tell YouTube and Susan Wojcicki, prevent more violence. Banned Trump permanently. Hashtag ban Trump. Save democracy. Totally. Is it Sacha Baron Cohen?
Loser.
Seth MacFarlane.
Huge loser.
Or Judd Apatow.
Ooh.
Double total.
Wow. The last... I'm going to drop some Naples names here, but the last time I was at Seth MacFarlane's house was for his Christmas party, and Sacha Baron Cohen was there. Now, this doesn't sound aggressive. This doesn't sound funny enough for Seth. Also, Seth's not trying to get a blowjob from his wife. So I do believe the motivation for a lot of these kinds of blogs are like, hey, honey, see what I wrote? Yeah, could you suck my dick now? Because...
Dick-sucking tweets.
Yeah.
Right.
I know two of these guys pretty well. I know Judd, and I know Seth pretty well. Sasha just met at his party. These guys are all so creative. It doesn't feel creative enough for these three. But I'll go Sacha Baron Cohen.
Mr. President?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with... Lizard. Let's go Apatow.
Judd Apatow. Okay.
Brian, go ahead.
It's a coin flip between Seth and Judd. I will go... Is Seth single or is he married?
He's single, I think. I mean, he's not married.
All right, well, then in that case, I'm going Seth. He is trying to impress the ladies.
Yeah, I think when it comes to this subject, they kind of take off their humor hats and just sort of like, you know, get sincere. So, okay, everyone's spoken for.
Go with Trump pick.
Now, when you say humor hat, you mean yarmulke, right? Because most writers are predominantly Jewish.
Wow, still got it.
If there was a humor hat, it wouldn't be a top hat.
Yeah,
a sombrero.
You tuck the payas. Yes, thank you. Yeah. Let's stick with President Trump. Let's say Judd.
There you go. Smart.
the blog belongs to Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hi, Judah.
I willed it. I willed it because I liked the other two guys, and I was hoping this wasn't them. All right, I'm out to a commanding lead of one.
Watching Republicans try to defend Trump. It's like watching white supremacists explain why Charles Manson should be honored as a great musician instead of as mass murderer. Is it Tommy Chong?
Well, that's it.
Is it Tommy Chong, Rob Reiner, or James Gunn?
Huh.
And Dawson, well, were you shouting because it was all in caps or something? Or
there was an exclamation point.
Okay, yeah, so I figured.
All right, so we know James Gunn a bit. We know Rob Reiner a bit. James, again, it feels... It doesn't feel creative enough for James Gunn. It doesn't feel funny enough or interesting enough for James Gunn. Reiner's pretty funny. It doesn't feel funny enough. I think Tommy Chong. I got to do a spot for Tommy Chong. Feels like he got stoned and took to Twitter. I'm going to say Tommy Chong.
I'm going to say Chong for almost the exact same reason. It's an outdated reference. It's frankly not very funny. It's kind of half-baked joke. I'm going Tommy Chong.
Tommy Chong, these guys who smoke weed don't seem to be that angry. I'm going to go with Meathead there in the middle.
I have to agree with President Trump. I totally agree that the reference is a little dated, but we're talking to Meathead. We're talking to somebody who their real glory days were several decades ago. So I think it's probably Rob.
All right.
The blog belongs to Tommy Chong.
Yeah.
Well done.
I may have just won this game. Do we have another one?
Yes, we do.
One more.
January 6th, they came from across the U.S., summoned by Trump. Some were armed in tactical gear, believing Trump's lie that the elections were fraudulent. They rampaged through our Capitol, ready to capture and kill. Trump has still not told them the truth. He and this lie are an ongoing danger.
Fake tweet.
Is it Patricia Arquette, Mia Farrow, or Deborah Messing?
No, boy.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Who cares?
I got to pick.
Murderous row of C words here, man. Jesus Christ. Can you imagine climbing into this Uber? I would fucking reach over and grab the wheel and steer us into a dam. Ugh. Yuck. Ugh. This is the problem with acting. People think other people give a shit about what you think. That's the problem with acting. Like, I was on a shitty sitcom for 6 seasons. I must share my opinions with everybody. Ugh. All right.
So which lady are you going to cozy up to on this one?
Oh, boy. This sounds pretty nutty, so I'm going to go Mia Farrow on this one.
Yeah, I'm one behind you, so I got to go different. I have no clue. I'm going to just pick Patty Arquette in her Golden Globes.
I will go with Deborah Messing, please, for the win.
You know, I've been burned too many times by President Trump. Patricia Arquette and her Golden Globes.
Huge mistake.
Huge. The blog belongs to Mia Farrow.
Oh! Yeah!
The win.
Wow.
Well done.
Powerful statement.
Until next time, keep your fingers on your keyboards and your heads up your asses so we can play another round of Blah, Blah, Blah.
I don't want to sound like a pedophile, but...
way to start a sentence.
Well, I'm sorry, but Patricia Arquette in her big bosom kind of reminded me, which is... we were sitting in Dallas, Fort Worth in a bar, and there was no one in it. And all they had on the TV was college gymnastics. Mm. And chicks were on the balance beams, and they're on the floor, and they're doing the whole routine and everything. And I was thinking about the outfits they were wearing.
Oh, tread lightly, my friend.
We are live to tape.
Well, they're 18. They're all over 18. Come on. They're in college, right? But I thought to myself, it's kind of interesting, even in the gymnastics world, because, like, so what I'm saying is Patricia Arquette's put a couple of pounds on, right? But her bosom is prodigious, right? So she probably wears, like, the big flowing Stevie Nicks skirts and then hikes up the boobs, you know what I mean? Like, she's doing what you should do, which is, all right, I got my ass is getting wide, but my boobs are getting bigger, so I'll just draw, like all the chicks at the Renaissance Fair, right?
Yeah. Yes. No, I'm familiar with the move of which you speak.
Yeah, you know, it's like, hey.
Explain to Gina what you're talking about.
Well, the chick's a porker, but she's got the cleavage, right? And that's where you draw the, not Gina, but I'm just saying the Renaissance Fair.
No, you're talking about the serving wench at the Renaissance Festival.
Right. It kind of struck me that the gymnastic outfits are the exact opposite, which is all the gymnasts are flat-chested, right? They're all, and they wear this shit that goes all the way up around their neck, and it's like full arms, and it's not, there's nothing. Like, there's all A-cups, but their ass is showing off like a baboon.
Like they're presenting.
They're all those chicks are just like, they're wearing the unit of, I didn't mean tard, I meant the leotard part. Don't ever try to shorten leotard. But they're wearing the thing because they all have incredible asses and they're poking their asses out everywhere and the outfit's accentuating it, but it's nothing up top. There's no cleavage. And I'm just saying it sends a mixed message, that's all.
Finally, someone said it.
Thinking man's comedian. I like that point.
You know, it's you're like, some weird dude in Dallas-Fort Worth. You got a layover. You just got done thinking about sweet and sour pork, and now you're faced with this on the big screen? There's some soul searching going on. All right. Gina, let me hit Tommy John, and we'll do the news, right?
You got it.
Yeah, all right. Tommy John. You guys wearing your Tommy Johns out there? Men love Tommy John because they keep everything in place. Women love them because they make the men look good. In 21, let's be happy, man. Trade out that old cheap underwear for some nice Tommy John. I always travel with Tommy John. It's good if you're working out. It's good if you're walking. It's good if you're exercising. Once you try Tommy John, you'll never go back. So Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have fanatics. Once you get into this Tommy John, by the way, the T-shirts, loungewear, it's all great. Dozens of comfort innovations, breathable, lightweight, moisture-wicking fabric, four times the stretch of competing brands, moves with you. It is the best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free. Guaranteed. It's Tommy John, right, Dawson?
Go to TommyJohn.com/Adam and save 15% on your first order. Go right now. Save 15% right now at TommyJohn.com/Adam. That's TommyJohn.com/Adam to save 15% on your first order. See site for details.
All right, Gina, let's do some news, shall we?
Let's do it.
Hey, Trump, hold on a second. Trump, you want to hang out for news?
Yeah, I got nothing else to do.
You sure you don't want to just watch a rom-com with Melania or something or read a book?
Oh, God. Where is she from again?
I don't think she knows,
you should
honestly.
Know. I never asked. I should have asked at some point.
All right, sorry, go ahead.
Give you the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gina Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity Trump meltdowns. Need news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
But we have a big problem here in California. I don't wish this on anybody in Naples. Cops in California busted up what they're calling a COVID super spreader swingers party attended by more than 200 people at an LA warehouse. So nice. Dozens of people from the event were wearing just the face mask because they're responsible, with blankets draped around their shoulders. I think we have a picture. So the thing that's fun about this, there they are, is...
It's Eyes Wide Shut.
but it's not your typical, you know, young millennial like party. No, no, no. This crew is your mom and dad's age. Season. They said it was mostly middle age, middle class, and, you know, looking for something to do on a Friday night.
Yeah. First off, the fakest part about any porn movie is the orgy scene, you know. You got the hot 19-year-old blonde and the hot 22-year-old
Amen.
Brunette. This is not the way these things work out, right?
You know, I can attest to that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You went to a warehouse swingers party back in the day,
yeah.
right?
And everybody was mustachioed and had old dress shirts, no pants. And
it was,
yes, it was a rough scene.
Yeah. It
Go
is not.
On.
Yeah.
Mr. President, you must have been involved in some freaky stuff.
More details about back
it's
in the grad orgy.
I'm actually curious about that too, Brian.
It's the same chasm you get between nurse in a porn film and actual nurse. That's the chasm between swinger in a porn film and actual swinger. Yeah. Well, look. First things first. It's kind of flawed by nature, right? Because if you're banging Gisele Bündchen, you don't go, you know what? I'd like to watch someone else fuck her for a while I plow this pig over here. Nobody thinks that way. Nobody takes that Ferrari in and says, I want to trade it in for an Oldsmobile. Nobody
right,
does that.
Right.
So every time they do the come on down. Now, obviously, it's going to be a lot of guys. And
yes.
then the rule with the guys is the guys have to bring the girl, right?
Yes.
Sure, that's your entry, yeah. Interesting.
You can't go stag. So the dudes show up, and the dudes bring whatever disaster they're cohabitating with. And then that's your pick. And then also... If there is one hot chick at one of these massive orgies, there's got to be a line and guys with the bakery tickets and yeah. standing there.
The deli now number.
Now serving 58.
Okay.
58.
You know the move? I like this joke. The if you ever see any of those gangbang porns, I don't, but if you ever do... The guys are in line. They have to do this kind of self-fluffing move. But it's not really masturbating. It's just kind of, okay, just kind of keeping the blood, just shaking it loose.
And it's the swings you would take in the on-deck circle. You're not really taking a cut for the fences.
It's the equivalent to the guy who's jogging and then hits the red light, but he's still kind of is like...
Yes.
I fucking hate that guy, by the way. Because first off, whenever I see that guy, I'm in my car eating. So I'm like, oh, I'm eating, and he's doing that. And it's like, how committed are you to having your feet? By the way, when you miss a light and you're jogging, that's God saying, take a break. That's not for you to then just fucking run in place like an asshole. Sorry, swingers party.
You're absolutely right about that. Yeah.
Yes.
Another terrifying story. Be careful who you reject on Facebook. So a guy in North Dakota doesn't take rejection well. He's facing charges of threatening to murder a former coworker who wouldn't accept his Facebook request.
No.
29-year-old Galeb Berzik sent a bunch of threatening Facebook messages to Robert Thomas, a man he used to work with and before he was laid off. Police say the messages became increasingly aggressive, and eventually Berzik said, accept my friend request or I'm going to murder you. Then, after his request was repeatedly...
Is he gay? This is a
or
gay
lonely?
Thing?
I think he just really likes Facebook. We have his picture, if you want to see what a guy like this looks like.
Yeah.
Looks like a nice enough fella.
He's a tall fella.
So he didn't just stop there. Berzik showed up at Thomas's house and kicked in the front door. 911 was called. Police hauled him to jail. He's charged with burglary and terrorizing.
Yes. Well, by the way, this is why you don't want to be his friend, right? He's a fucking nut job.
Prove the point. Hey,
President Trump?
Yes, sir.
We know you're not gay, but...
I mean, let's not jump to conclusions.
All right, I'm saying, if you were gay, is there a couple of guys you have your eye on?
I like that Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, right?
Huh? I think he'd be a hot chick, you know? Uh-huh. I like to think of guys with wigs on, so uh-huh. I want to bang them. Mm-hmm. And that's what I could really, you know, jump in the sack with, I do believe.
Okay.
So, you know, he's got the Scientology thing going uh-huh. for him. Uh-huh. I like something creepy in the sack. That's me.
So you go Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise.
Now, what about, but he did scream at everyone for not wearing a mask and not social distancing.
That.
You like that?
Yeah, I like to get screamed at in bed. In real life, you like the opposite in bed, you know?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
I like to be the boss, you know, out there in public. But in the bedroom, I want to be screamed at by Tom Cruise.
Oh, that's right. Stormy Daniels whacked you with the magazine.
Exactly, Brian. Brian's paying attention.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot. Did she whack him with a magazine?
Yeah, he was on the cover. She rolled it up and spanked him.
Oh, yes. Meta.
All over the place.
Yeah. I got to tell you, when I'm with a porn star and I see her rolling up a magazine, I fucking hightail it.
You're missing the best part, my friend.
Yeah. Now, look, you fold it in half, that's fine. But when you start rolling it up.
Rolling it tight.
That's where the fear comes in. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, and if you spit on the end of it, I'm fucking out of there.
Well, if you don't have those good salivary glands going, here's something you could use as a lubricant. Mountain Dew has introduced a new flavor, their first new flavor in more than a decade.
Hold
introducing,
on. I don't know what their old flavor is. What is,
yeah, what is Mountain Dew?
It doesn't have a flavor. Like, they don't have...
It's like,
urine.
It's like electric piss.
Right.
Like, yeah, describe the flavor of Red Bull. Good luck.
Yeah. No, I know. I was... I used to call Mountain Dew Nectar of the Tards.
You met Leotard again, I think.
Sorry. Sorry, their new flavor.
New flavor is, drum roll please, Kaylin, grab that picture,
something.
Mountain Dew Major Melon.
Major so, Melon.
Major Melon.
Wait
new
a minute,
Mountain Dew,
wasn't that your name in high school?
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
Nice.
This features a watermelon flavor and a bright pink hue. It's let's see. Let's break down the nutrition. So each 20-ounce bottle contains 270 calories, 73 grams of sugar, and 91 milligrams of caffeine.
Right. Jesus Christ.
Nice. Now, the last time they did this, by the way, and I do not remember this, in 2010, does anybody remember Mountain Dew Whiteout?
Yes. Yeah, I do.
The president remembers.
I don't get. Here's what I don't get about all of these fucking drinks. There is something called Coca-Cola, and there's something called root beer, and there's a bunch of shit in between. You know, cream soda, orange soda. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a bunch of good shit. Why do we have to invent our own flavors? Like, I don't. Here's the thing. Like, I love steak, right? And then chicken's good and fish is good. You don't have to invent a separate animal. I will just fucking have steak again.
Wait a minute.
Good.
Wait a minute. You famously, and this is one of your best ideas on Loveline, you came up with the half pig, half cow, the pow, all ribs.
Well, it is true because there is that Sophie's choice. Do you want the beef ribs? Do you want the baby back ribs? And so I was like, I want them both. But you're right. The pow. The pow ribs I would eat. You're right, Brian. All right.
Well, sticking around the food category, in order to deal with new health safety rules, Burger King restaurants across the country are undergoing changes that could involve features like food lockers and conveyor belts. So the idea is to give customers the choice to drive through like normal, collect meals at the curb, or drive in and eat in the car under solar-powered canopies. One Burger King official described the changes as the restaurant of tomorrow.
Yeah. Couple things.
It's 2021. This is as far as we've gotten, is putting your burger in a locker.
I've been watching a lot of Burger King commercials, and maybe I'm too rich and too white, but at a certain point, the fucking stuff is too cheap at this point, right? Like, it makes you nervous, right?
Like, they're making money off this.
Yeah, you go, it's got three patties of beef, 27 strips of bacon, and five buns, all for 89 cents. And you're like, how good could this be? Like, this has got to... Where's the margins on this? Like, they're showing you the triple deluxe bacon burger. It's a dollar. Really? Could it be good? Like, it would instill more confidence in me. If somebody said, hey, man, I'll paint your car for $4. Would you let me do it, or would you go, no fucking way. You can't paint my car for $4. I'll paint it. I'll try. Do you guys have Earl Shive out here? Earl Shive. When I was a kid, I would see signs on the freeway. He'll paint any car for $19.95. $19.95. That was way back. Then he bumped it up to like $29.95. Then he bumped it up to $89 or something. But when I was a kid, I used to watch this commercial for Earl Shive, and he'd go, I'll paint any car for $29.95. And he'd go, and $10 free body work. How much body work would $10? Like, I just picture Earl like looking at your fender and go, I'll kick it once. Once. You tell me where you want my boot. $10 free body work. Jesus Christ. All right, sorry. Next story.
Well, if you're not down with Burger King, that's fine, because the people of Florida have got it figured out anyway. So for years, apparently, the state of Florida has had a problem with pythons. Does this sound familiar to anybody?
Oh, yeah?
You have a python problem? All right. Well, the snakes are extremely invasive, and they posed a serious risk to native wildlife. So scientists are going to study if humans can safely eat pythons. And if they are safe to eat, the hope is that more people hunt them for meat, and that's the way we'll kick it.
They should be safe to eat. They're not venomous, right? Are they constrictor snakes?
I think they are.
We have to have someone in the audience who knows the answer to that.
Also, you guys may all gross out about eating pythons, but fellas, you definitely like to serve up some python for dinner, because if your wife goes for it, someone's getting a blowjob later that night, because you got to be come on, you're not uptight, right? You just ate a python. I got a fucking salamander for you. Everyone's always worried about indigenous wildlife, but I say fuck indigenous wildlife. They don't do anyone any favors. I mean, what do you guys got here that's indigenous? You got alligators, bears, bobcats, yeah, manatees.
Cranes.
Manatees are fine. I know everyone gets freaked out when a manatee gets hit by a powerboat, but are we relying on manatees? And by the way, we should eat manatees, because one manatee would feed a small village for 6 years.
Marbled.
Have you guys ever eaten a manatee? Oh, it tastes like chicken. It's awesome. Manatees taste like python. Have you guys had python? It's awesome. This is turning into an episode of The Waterboy. But
back at the old radio station, there was some pizza place that used to come in and bring in snake toppings and alligator toppings on the pizza. I didn't mind it. A little briny. I could do it.
The thing about alligators, it's always described as greasy, which always feels weird to me and or gamey. But look, here's my deal. If we got too many pythons, then we should start shooting pythons. We don't have to eat them. You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
It's like we just talked to the guy who did the documentary on the Night Stalker, right? What's that? Ramirez?
Tiller Russell.
Yeah. Ramirez was the Night Stalker.
Right. So people are like, we got to hunt that guy down and kill him. But no one else went, and then eat him? We just fucking killed him. You know what I mean? You don't have to eat everything you fucking kill. Like when we went to Bin Laden's compound, we were like, who's going to eat Bin Laden? No, we're just going to kill him.
Yeah,
he's a nuisance. We'll kill him. You know what I mean? Or if you get like a big carpenter bee buzzing around your house or something, you fucking kill it, but you don't have to eat it. You have to eat everything you kill.
That's a very good point.
We'll just kill pythons and make boots and belts out of them. Right?
Speaking of which, Adam, we got Mr. President. I want to know, you're very wealthy. You've traveled the world. You've met sultans and world leaders. What is the most exotic meat or animal you've eaten? You must have been exposed to all sorts of options.
Look, I don't eat poor people food. So I guess the chicken McNuggets would have to be the most...
You eat McNuggets?
I mean, that's like sort of... It's like the most wild thing I've ever had, I guess.
The most exotic thing you've had is a McNugget?
It's exotic. You know, it's shaped weird. It's not like the animal. It's sort of a little different.
Yeah.
Oh, the nuggets, yeah.
There was a team you invited to the White House, and you gave them quite a spread of all the fast
Very
food
nice
they could.
Of me, yes.
Yeah. All the burgers. That's right.
Yeah.
Burgers.
That cost me $12.
Oh, you paid for
you
that
supersized.
Yourself, right?
I paid for it myself.
Yeah. Yeah. Chick-fil-A.
Supersized.
God bless.
Terrific.
All right, let's do one more, Gina Grad.
All right. Well, numbers and statistics from 2020 are now coming in. Numbers are being crunched. Algorithms are being run. And it seems as though purchases of humanoid sex bots surged last year. Supposedly, there are some lifelike models out there that cost between $8,000 and $10,000.
It's called Melania.
It's all fun and games until scientists start.
Hold on. For anyone who's creating a humanoid sex bot out there, first off, let's try to do away with the title sex bot. Let's come up with another name. We can keep the bot part, but the sex part's a tell. Now, you know what I mean? Like, here's what I'm saying. If your wife discovers the humanoid sex bot in the entry hall closet, you're busted. Right. And here's what I'm saying. Okay, you've created this incredible, lifelike, you know, animated piece of technology that guys can have sex with. But what you need to do is also give them another skill so we have plausible deniability. Yeah. So make them a sex bot who can also push a lawnmower.
Right.
Or something. And then when the wife finds it in the garage, we go, "Puff, you nuts? I got her to fucking mow the lawn so you wouldn't have to."
No, you don't understand. It's a sex bot that also churns butter.
Yeah, it's a butter.
No, Gina, leave the sex bot part out.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do that with your hands, Gina.
And you'd be like, MX-42-5, clean the gutters out, bitch. And then they'd go like, "Would you like another blowjob?" Like, what are you talking about?
Highly regular.
Where'd you get that shit from?
This thing's on the fritz.
You know, you can't buy these things used because the resale is for shit, man. And by the
way, they depreciate when you get them off the lot.
If there was ever a time to use the term previously owned over used, this is the time.
Oh, you know, and by the way, Adam, on all the sites I'm on, the Facebook Marketplace, the Buy Nothing, there's a new term. Nobody says previously owned. You know what they say? Mm. Well loved.
Oh, boy.
No, don't do it.
Not with the used sex bot, though, right?
That's what I'm saying. That's
you mean a lawnmower?
Yeah. No, wait. That'd be good for an RV, but not a sex bot. Yeah. So if anyone is programming these humanoid sex bots, give them another skill so that we can at least say that's why we purchased this gal. Yes?
Well, honey, why is there jizz coming out of my lawnmower bot? You'd say to your wife. Previously loved by me.
That's right.
Go ahead. So,
what's up?
Thank you. The only thing they want to be point out is that we're getting to a tipping point of more and more humans being digisexual, which means they're getting pleasure without any human contact. And maybe it's for the best.
Yeah. Well,
there's already 7 billion of us.
Yeah, yeah. And look, let's face it. Neither sex is really wild about the other sex. We just want an orgasm. So if we could streamline this whole process and then just kind of get to the grave, that would be...
I should
write greeting cards. Is Valentine's Day coming up?
Indeed.
What is etiquette if you find... First things first. Back in the day, you'd have a couple of porn mags and you could stash them between the box spring and the mattress, or dad would put it in under the sink in the bathroom, or maybe leave one out in his van under the seat. Where do you stash a sex bot? You know what I'm saying?
You got to go plain sight.
You got to go plain sight, right?
We're on the porch swing.
You can't make it a coat rack.
Yeah, like, yeah. I don't think there's any stashing of the sex bot. No. You'd have to do something.
If he was banging that, he wouldn't leave it out in the open.
Right.
That's a good idea, Brian.
Yeah. Oh, you're saying put it up
less
like...
guilty if you put it out in the open.
Yeah.
Right. You got nothing to hide.
Right.
So nice. Sex bot.
Right. Yeah, okay. So leave it out.
Yeah.
Leave it
center
out.
Center of the room.
Yeah. My thing is With all the looting going on and all the rioting going on in Los Angeles, I just put them up on the roof with a shotgun.
Oh, yeah.
Right next to my plastic owl, you know, so the birds won't shit on them. Maybe I'll
put why is that naked chick of a shotgun on the roof?
Brian, I put a sundress on her. I'm not a fucking idiot.
Why is Jesus Adam Christ. Bagging that sniper?
All right, let's bring it home, Gina Grad.
Got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Gina Grad.
That was the news with Gina Grad.
All right. I'll say bye to Gina and Bald and Kyle Dunnigan. By the way, you can check out Kyle's YouTube series, At Home with Sly Stallone, everybody. Right. Thank
goodbye,
these guys.
Bye.
Worship me.
We'll do a little Adam Carolla's Unprepared. So you guys got to think of one word for a bit for me to do a stand-up bit on. Let me hit a quick spot here. So think of your one word. I'll tell you about LifeLock. New tactic for stealing credit cards and personal info. E-skimming injects malicious codes into e-commerce websites. Checkout process. They're trying to steal your identity, people. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft affect our lives every day. Put our info at risk on the internet. You could miss certain identity threats by just monitoring your credit alone. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock is the leader in identity theft protection. Helps detect a wide range of identity threats like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they will send you an alert. Right, Dawson?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all. This is LifeLock, and see threats that you might miss on your own. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code Adam. Call 1-800-LifeLock or head to LifeLock.com. Use promo code Adam for 25% off.
All right. We'll do Adam Carolla's Unprepared. You guys shout out something.
Governor, xylophones.
All right. I've never done a xylophone before. I have no idea. I have no comic thoughts on a xylophone, at least pre-prepared comic thoughts on the xylophone. So let's do this. What is the difference between a xylophone and a glockenspiel? Is a glockenspiel like a vertical xylophone? Is that what these guys play in a marching band? And is... Is xylophones even played anymore? Does anyone under 40 know what a xylophone is? I do not think so. I also I miss the jokes on the xylophone. Like, I feel like it was a part of my life. Like, as cartoons, they do a couple of moves. They'd beat the xylophone, and they'd go all the way down to the end, and then when they got to the end, there'd be like a bald guy, and they'd beat his head with it. I don't know why, but there was a fair amount of xylophone humor, and probably the most famous guy to play the xylophone was Xavier Cugat. Do you guys know Xavier Cugat? Am I too hip for the room? Look up Xavier Cugat. I think Xavier Cugat played the xylophone, and he was married to Charo? See, you do know Xavier Cugat. Charo was awesome. She had the fake accent, the big titties. She'd go, "Coochie, coochie, 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 coochie." And then and it was weird. There were two characters. It was kind of a weird time to be alive. So we had Charo, and we had Jim Nabors. And Jim Nabors would be like, "Golly, no, come on, Sergeant Carter, oh, golly." And then at some point, he'd be like, "To dream the impossible dream." And I'm like, "What the fuck is Gomer Pyle doing?" And so Gomer Pyle would be this crazy, over-the-top, "Oh, shucks," like bumpkin guy. And then the next minute, he was singing opera at the Indy 500. And my head would explode. And Charo was like all tits and ass and hair and fake accent and everything. She's like, "Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci." And then at some point, she'd pick up the flamenco guitar and play it like a professional and sing like a songbird. I couldn't fucking handle that when I was a kid. Like, is she the coochie coochie girl, or is she a professional musician? Is in Jim Nabors? Is he Gomer Pyle? Was she married to Xavier Cugat? Did Xavier Cugat play the xylophone? And there's also something called the vibes, which is different than a xylophone. I don't know. I probably should have never taken this as a suggestion. Somebody said Trump. It was such low-hanging fruit. I decided to challenge myself with something I knew nothing about. Now we're taking a deep dive onto Charo. And yes.
I have Xavier playing the violin.
Oh,
the trained violin.
Fuck.
Yeah.
You know, if you squint, the violin looks almost like the xylophone. Who played the xylophone? Who played the vibes? There was somebody famous. So Xavier Cugat, Oingo Boingo played the xylophone? They had a xylophone in their band? You could be wrong. You're probably wrong. I like when people shout out shit with gusto and then they pause and go, "Oh, I could be wrong, though." You never know. But, right. I like Danny Elfman. Did Danny Elfman play the vibes? What's the difference between the vibes and a xylophone? And look up Glockenspiel. Is a Glockenspiel, is that? What's that? It's the upright one, right? It's like, it's so, if you have a xylophone and you get divorced and you have to move into a small apartment and you need to lean it up against the wall for room, does it become a Glockenspiel? I know all the comedians come in here and do their 20 minutes on glockenspiels and xylophones, but I'm trying to pick a unique angle on it. All right, give me another one. What?
Flying squirrels.
All right. I just thought of this, but I like flying squirrels. They don't really fly. They kind of fall in a sort of predetermined manner, but they're not really flying. You know, squirrels have a great publicist, because every once in a while, like you watch those sports shows and they go, "At the end, we're going to show you a squirrel that water skis." But it's just a squirrel on a piece of plywood, and the guy's pulling it behind a ski-doo or sea-doo. Always screw that up. And the squirrel's just too scared to jump off the plywood. He's not really water skiing. Like if you laid down on a Ziffy board and somebody dragged it across the ocean and you were scared to drown, that wouldn't be you water skiing. The flying squirrel, I don't know if anyone hunts flying squirrels, but they should. Because guys go squirrel hunting all the time, and they go duck hunting all the time. You could combine your two loves of shooting shit on the ground and shooting shit in the air. I would definitely go out flying squirrel hunting. I would not go out squirrel hunting. I may not go out duck hunting, but I would go out flying squirrel hunting. Although, I don't know, what would you use? I think you'd have to use a shotgun, but that would be a shit show, right? Because if the flying squirrel was flying and he shot with a shotgun, there'd be nothing left to eat. Here's my thing. The shotgun is a little too easy, right? Like, the spread, I don't know. I'm not a hunter, but the shotgun's a little too easy. One of those pellets is going to hit something and take something down, right? And I don't like the... I don't like the hunters having that big an advantage, you know, with the shotgun. Why? What if we just made a rule that you could hunt, but you had to use a six-shooter, and it had to be in the holster? You know what I mean? Like, we'd fucking see who... See who the fastest hand in the West was. Draw and duck be flying over, and everyone just be doing that. You know, the coolest move in the world I used to see when I was a kid is when the guy took his wrist and hit the... hammer with it, just boom, 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 boom. That was the coolest move I ever saw in like riflemen. But flying squirrels don't really fly. They kind of fall and glide. They're really just, I'm sure that's where those guys who jump off those mountains got the idea, right? Those flying, like one of those guys are all stoners, right? You got to be fucking high, by the way. And they just jump down and they get the suit. You know who the ballsiest guy in the world is? The ballsiest guy in the world is not the guy who's jumping off the mountain in the squirrel suit and doing the free gliding. It's the dude on the ground who agrees to hold a balloon when this guy comes by. You ever see that guy? Me neither. I just made that up. It's not a real job. I like a flying squirrel. My thing is if you own... I don't know if people own them as pets. I would like to own a flying squirrel as a pet, although it'd be super boring because if you owned a flying squirrel, everyone would come over and go, "Why is your squirrel flying?" And you'd go, "Because he's in a cage drinking out of a water bottle and I'm feeding him Skittles." And then they'd go, "Yeah, but I want to see him." And you'd go, "He's got to climb up the tree and then he's got to glide down." But I would like to either shoot a flying squirrel or own a flying squirrel. And I don't know if their pelts are worth anything. I don't feel like I've ever seen anyone wear a... Like, ever see a hot chick go, "Oh, it's squirrel skin." It's 100%. Or there's such thing as a squirrel skin hat. No. Squirrel skin rug. Just for guys with small dicks. "Hey, baby, how about I pound you on our squirrel skin rug?" I was going to use the bear skin, but it kind of dwarfs my cock, so. Do people have bear skin rugs anymore? You know what's weird? When they do the bear skin rug and they leave the head on it. You ever see that? It's all spread out. They got the big teeth and everything. How many fucking times would you kick that in the night, right? I feel like almost every time I got up to take a piss, I'd come back limping. Fuck! Fucking kick that bear in the mouth again. Told you, we should have gone with Berber. What's one?
Merkin.
Merkin. You guys know what a merkin is? A merkin is a... patch of hair that people would put down there in like old timey days to pretend they had more pubes. I don't know. The weird era. Like, oh yeah, back then, you know what men considered attractive? What's that? Big round chicks with tons of pubes. Like, wow, we've evolved quite a bit. That's Yeah, you'd have to put the patch of hair down there. Now, I don't know why. And I don't know why. Maybe it was in an era. Maybe the Merkin was created shortly after the powdered wig was invented. Maybe guys were like, well, I got this wig filled with talcum powder. What should I do with my pubes? Perhaps I'll create a smaller wig and I'll call it a Merkin. Or maybe everyone had to shave back then because everyone had crabs, right? Right? I feel like everyone had like scurvy and crabs. And so everyone would have to shave their pubes, but nobody wanted the scarlet letter of the shaved pubes because everyone would know you had crabs. So you'd walk in with this chia pet duct taped to your ball sack. I don't feel like that's an aphrodisiac, you know what I mean? Like, hey, let me remove my pube wig before we get down. Also, it would seem potentially dangerous, the Merkin, because there had to be a lot of times where the guys put the Merkin on and then forgot they put the Merkin on and drank a little too much ale or mead or whatever the fuck they drank back then. And they get with the young wench, and she starts blowing him, and he forgets he's got the Merkin on, and the next thing you know, she inhales the Merkin and chokes to death, and it's in all the town's criers the next day. He's got the bell. He's out in the middle of the square. Hear he, a young wench suffocated again when she inhaled a Merkin. It'd also be super disgraceful for the family whose young daughter died inhaling the older guy's Merkin. You know, you'd have to be a weird funeral, you know. You'd have to lie to your relatives. Oh, she was killed by a flying squirrel. She didn't inhale a Merkin. But there have, you know, if you get drunk enough, you'll sleep with your shoes on. And I feel like if you get drunk enough, you'll get a blowjob and forget to take your Merkin off. Is it something guys wore, Chris, or did women wear Merkins, too?
It was women, so you were right. Women would shave their pubes for personal hygiene and to combat pubic lice, but they wanted to hide it, so they got the Merkin. Also, sex workers would wear a Merkin to cover up signs of disease, such as syphilis.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I don't just willy-nilly. When I'm with an ye old sex worker, I got to kick some fucking tires before I jump into that car for a ride. You know what I mean? I want a little... I say, pop the Merkin. Let me have a look under the hood, bitch. That's probably where the term pop the... Oh, no, wait. I just invented that term. That should be a new term. Pop the Merkin, bitch. Let me have a look. I'm not saying you're diseased, but I'm also saying you're not diseased either. So we don't know. Pop the Merkin. Kick the tires. Light the fire. Well, there you go. Let's do one more. What do we got?
Love Boat.
Love Boat. I love Love Boat. You guys watch Love Boat? Love Boat is one of the best shows on TV. It may have jumped the shark in a recent episode, but that's all right. They're at sea. You can jump the shark when you're at sea. There's a context there. Captain Steubing was playing his brother in an episode, and that's the shark jumping moment whenever the lead character does double duty by playing the twin, or you know, when Hasselhoff, his evil twin, shows up in a truck. It's always a bad sign. But the thing that's best about the Love Boat, all they do on that boat is stand at a buffet and eat, and no one's ever fat. That's the fakest thing about the Love Boat. You see the pool, everyone is just eating and looking hot. No way does that happen today on a fucking cheap cruise. You got some big chicks with extra Adelief merkins. They've literally had to extend the merkin, like when the family's coming over for Thanksgiving and you have to put that extra slot in your table. They've done that with their merkins. They're so big, those bitches. But in the Love Boat, they're always fit. And the best part is Dr. Bricker. Adam Bricker's the ship's doctor, because all he does is pound highballs and chase Punani all over that fucking ship. Every time a hot chick shows up, he's like, hey, how about I walk into your room? And she's like, really? And he goes, I'll bring my stethoscope. And the thing that's insane, so you have to picture this. He is the official ship's doctor. He is in uniform, and he routinely attempts to date rape the passengers. That is his thing. And he's feeding them drinks. He's drinking by the pool. Now, here's the part that's insane. The Love Boat was Princess Cruise Lines, right? You see Princess Cruise Lines on every... The beginning, they show the smokestack, Princess Cruise Lines. So, the Love Boat had to be licensed by Princess Cruises. So Princess Cruises probably had final script approval. So if there was a Love Boat episode, and the episode of the Love Boat was the passengers all get botulism from eating bran muffins, then Princess Cruises would go, no, we don't have botulism on a Princess Cruise. Write another, fix the script. They would have to look at it, because they couldn't have the ship like lose power or run adrift or hit a coral bank or have someone get scurvy from eating something spoiled or whatever it is. They couldn't have that. It would make their brand look bad. But Princess Cruises signed off on their doctor trying to fuck 21-year-olds every single episode. Could you imagine in today's super woke world, like, lights up, Doc's cabin. He has the Lander sisters in there. His hand slides down into her shorts. Then he pulls out a tongue depressor and puts it in her coos. And they're like, oh, that seems good to me. I got no problems with this. Could you imagine in today's all woke, no joke world, today's Me Too movement, a character on a sitcom, and by the way, it was a kind of dramedy sitcom, who was a physician who was in uniform and all he wanted to do is fuck the passengers. Love Boat. Love Boat. Thank you, guys. Hey, I want to thank you guys. Oh, I got one more. I got a 30-second Geico here. Oh, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? Do you have auto insurance? How about you bundle them up at Geico? Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. So go to geico.com, get a quote. See just how much you could be saving at geico.com. All right, I want to thank you guys for coming out tonight and participating. I want to thank Kyle Dunnigan and Paul Bryan and Gina Grad for coming out tonight. Until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Kyle and Gina and Bald saying mahalo. Thanks, guys.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow Ace on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744 and pick up Adam's book. I'm your emotional support animal. It's available everywhere. Get the links at adamcarolla.com.
Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Hey, movie lovers, who needs a theater when you have Pluto TV? Grab your popcorn and your streaming device because free movies are here. Pluto TV is your home for movies. Great movies are playing anytime in over 20 exclusive movie channels of action, horror, rom-coms, and more. Watch hits like Saving Private Ryan, Pretty in Pink, and Charlie's Angels all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts. Ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.